by binding the works of the enemy and loosing the works of God. You have to bind Satan or he'll stay there. You have to bind the strong man or he'll stay there. God has given us ways to resist the devil and every evil attack of the enemy. You know, we have to tell Satan what's written in the Bible. You know, Satan wants to stop us from being holy. He will stop at nothing to stop and destroy us. So you know that's his purpose. You know that. That's Satan's purpose. So we can't allow that to happen. So we want to keep on in talking to you about building strong faith, how to resist the devil, how to fight the good fight of faith, and how to hold on to your faith. And then we'll pick up next week from where we left off. Amen and amen. I'm Wanda Bell, and you have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Ministry broadcast. We're asking you to send your prayer request, and if you have a seed offering that you would like to give us, you may send that also. And the address is Post Office Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Post Office Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The Gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn to John chapter 16, verse 33, just one verse. And when you get there, we're going to ask that you read it loudly, and we're going to move expeditiously through this verse. Amen. When you have it, say amen. All right, John 16, 33, read. Amen. You may be seated in the Lord. For just a moment, I want to speak from the subject, our victory is in Jesus. Choir has been ministering, praise have ministered this truth, and now God is confirming it again with his word. Our victory is in Jesus. Now, if you believe that, why don't you tell somebody next to you, our victory is in Jesus. Now, tell somebody else that. You helping me preach this today. You see, because if they don't believe me, they may believe you. Hallelujah. Listen, Jesus is coming to the end of his ministry, and this is noted by some as one of the last sermons that he preaches and ministers to the body of believers, especially his disciples. And he has shared some pertinent points with them, helping them to understand many of the truths. But when they get to the end of this message, they reveal something that they had not really confessed before. And it is the fact that they believe in him. They truly believe that God has sent him, that he is the Messiah, that he is the one. They really believe because they have heard him say some things, and he has made some promises, and he has also prophesied to them, and they've seen some of them come to pass. And they are at this point where when he's getting ready to leave their lives on planet Earth, that they grasp the revelation that he is who he say he is. What's amazing about that to me is many of us are like that in church today. We've been with the Lord for years, but don't really believe that he is who he say he is, or that he can do what he says he can do. And as a result of that, it's difficult for God, through Jesus Christ, to bless our lives the way that he desires to bless our lives, because we don't fully believe in him. Now listen, if we fully, truly believed in him, our lives would be far more different than they are right now. There are some things God would be doing in our lives right this moment because we believe. But because we don't truly believe, we don't walk in victory. We don't walk in authority. We don't let our light shine in this dark world to profess the reality that we're children of the Most High God, and that they can see through us the reality of God in us. And so Jesus is speaking to them, and he actually says at the end of this message, you know, these things have I spoken unto you. Now, he's making clear all of the things past and all of the things that he's going to say in conclusion to the message. First, he begins, and we look at this text, and pardon my moving fast, but time is not on my side. He deals with the dichotomy of life. First thing he deals with is the inner life. He says that in me. First thing you've got to understand is in connotes relationship. He wants us to know, as he did the disciples, that the only way you're going to be fulfilled, that you're going to be endued with his power, that you're going to walk in authority, that you're going to have the victory, is in me. In me, as the tree is in the soil, in the ground, as in me, as the branch is in the vine, in me, as the organs are in the body, in me, as the resident is in the house. In has to do with the fact that you are covered and concealed in him. So you've got to be in that place where he is for him to share and to show you all of the wonders that he desires for you. Notice he goes on to say, again, in me ye might have peace. Now, the reason why he says might have peace and not shall have peace is because it's left up to you whether you position yourself in him. He can't do what he wants to do until you are where you ought to be. And the peace he wants to give you is not to the world outside, but to the people of God who believe and commit and submit themselves to him and who are in him. Now, this peace is not shalom. It comes from a Greek word that talks about being in him and having salvation, security, and listen at this, prosperity. All of this is found in this word, peace. Irene is the word. And so what you want to know is that the peace of God of Jesus Christ is in you. And if it's in you, that means you are in relationship with him. So when you're in relationship with him, the battle is not yours. It's God's. And if it's not yours and his, he keeps you protected in him while he fights for you. And wherever he is, listen, you are there, but you are there to do two things: cheer him on and collect the spoils. Somebody don't hear me. I said, you are in him wherever he is fighting that battle, so that you can praise him, cheer him on. Go, Jesus, go, Jesus, go. All right, Jesus, praise the Lord. You're giving him glory while he's fighting the battle. And when the battle is over, he lets you collect the spoils of the battle. Oh, I wish I had somebody to hear me today. That's why you got to understand, the word says, Paul says, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Listen, and that means very simply, if you stay in him, the devil in hell can't do you no harm. You got peace. That's the inner life. But now he moves on and talks about the outer life. Because when you are in the world, he says, ye shall. Now look at the certainty that he uses. Shall have tribulation. In the world, this world, ye shall have, no doubt about it, tribulation. So here's the thing. He's not telling the disciples nor the believers that in this world we're going to have tribulations to worry us. He's telling us that to warn us that we don't get comfortable in this world, and that we don't think that just because we're saved and born again, the devil won't mess with us. That's so far from the truth. When you are who you're supposed to be in the Lord, the devil in hell will use you and do all he can to get to you, to try and remove you from the presence and protection of the Lord, which he cannot do, but it don't mean he won't try. And if you know that what he's trying won't work, then you won't worry about the tribulations. Because one of the things you're going to learn about the tribulations and the trials of this world is this: that the trials of this world are training agents for faith. Y'all not listening to me. I said the trials and tribulations of this world are training agents for faith. In other words, you've got to know that what you're going through is not just for you, and what you're going through is so that the Lord can define you, develop you. He can mature you. He can make you better and stronger. He can show up in you and show out in you and show the devil that you belong to him. And you represent him. Peter said, beloved, think it not strange that these fiery trials are to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. The believer don't get upset and lose his cool because the devil starts working on him. You ought not be bothered about the devil working on you. What you ought to be bothered about is the devil working in you. And what you need to know is he can't work in you because you are in Christ. But it don't mean he won't work on you. Have you ever heard they get on my nerves? You know, it on but not in. See, the devil has, listen, an attack from without. And if you remember the peace of God that you have, he can't ever get within. And so here, the second part of the dichotomy is the fact that in this world, you're going to have tribulations. That is so that you will know that the devil can't catch you off guard and by surprise because you see him coming. Now, listen at this. Because of the peace of God through Jesus rest in you and you in him, and he sends again you through all of the things that you go through because you have his peace, you have his power, you have his presence, and you have his protection. He goes on to tell you, listen, there's another point he wants to make. But be of good cheer when you go through the stuff you're going through. What is he saying to us? Stop whining, moaning, complaining, always down, talking down, feeling down, acting down because you're going through some stuff. Remember the positive part of it. You're going through. And the more you recognize the peace on the inside, you will stop wasting time doing nothing and having a pity party and getting on with your praise and getting out of the thing, because here's what you know that the devil does not know. He can't stop you. He may block you, but you're going around it because Jesus is going to lead you in every direction that's going to take you through that situation. Listen again. He says, be of good cheer. Cheer. Now, why should you be of good cheer when you're going through the tribulations? Because when you know, like David in 23rd Psalm, 4th verse, that you are going through and going to better than what you're going through, then before you even go through it, guess what you shout? Yay! This is another test to take me to another level, to get me new blessings. And to get those blessings, I've got to take down some more devils. But you know before you go in, you win. That changes your whole mindset. You like, bring it on. Let's get this thing over with. Because when you know that you win, it changes the game. It changes the game. Fear don't live in you. Hopelessness don't live in you. Depression and oppression don't live in you. But victory, power, joy, happiness, peace, power, all of that is in you because you're in Christ Jesus. Be of good cheer. This word cheer has several definitions, but the two that best fits this text is comfort and courage. Listen at this. Be of good comfort. Why are you going to be of good comfort? Because you've got peace. Be of good courage. Why? Because the battle is not yours. And God, through Jesus, has already determined you are the winner. So why can't you be courageous when you know you can't lose with the stuff you use? Look at what Jesus says, and I'm closing. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. We've heard that, but it doesn't really register what he said. Let me help you as I close. When he says, I have overcome, keep in mind where you are. If you are in him, when he overcomes, guess what happens to you? and you overcome through Jesus. So our victory is in Jesus. Now let me show you something that Jesus shows them. He says this, and he uses a principle that his father implemented. Speaking those things which be not as though they were. When Jesus said, I have overcome the world, he was speaking before it physically happened. He prophetically spoke that he was the victor and the winner before he ever went through it. Before the mob took him out of the Garden of Gethsemane, he spoke it. Before they led him to 6 different trials, he spoke it. Before they put 39 lashes on his back, he spoke it. Before they put a rugged cross on his shoulder and marched him up Golgotha's hill, he spoke it. When they drove nails in his hands and nails in his feet and put a crown of thorn on his head, he spoke it. Before he uttered the 7 words on the cross and then committed his spirit to his father, he spoke it. And before he gave up the ghost and no man took his life, he laid it down. He spoke it. And then 3 days later, when he got up out of the grave, before that ever happened, he spoke it. And so what I'm trying to tell somebody here is stop whining, complaining about what you don't have, where you are not at, what is not right in your life, and start speaking it even before it happens, because Jesus has already given you the message and the model. You are what he says you are. You can do what he says you can do. And the victory that is in Jesus is in us. You ought to tell somebody, I'm a victor in Jesus. I have the victory in Jesus. Matter of fact, tell yourself, I have victory in Jesus. Give God a hand of praise. The doors of the church are open. You're a believer. As a believer, you can speak things into existence. You don't have to settle for what's going on. You don't have to settle for what you don't have. But as a believer in Jesus, you've got that victory. And you need to speak it. Oh, so many of you can be delivered right now of what you're going through, what you're dealing with, what's going on in your life. If you would trust the fact that in Jesus, you have the victory. You see, before Satan will understand that he has no power over you, you've got to profess it. You've got to confess it. You've got to believe it in order for all of those things to work for you. See, there are some things the devil can do, but then there are some things he can't do. And you need to know you're in control of what the devil does. The devil doesn't have free range over you. You belong to Jesus. So if things are going to change with you, it has to begin in you. I believe you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. And if the Lord is calling you today to baptism, saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, Christian experience, letter, or if there's a need in your life that you want the Lord Jesus to handle, You've got to give it to him. The doors of the church are open. If this is your time, if this is your day, come, come. See, you need to be led of the Spirit of God. What God has for you, he touches you. He speaks to you. He shows you. He communes with you. Now the question is, how do you respond to him? This is your time. This is your time. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. If the Spirit of the living God is speaking to you, do not deny him. Hallelujah. Do not deny him. Hallelujah. Is there another? Is there another? Your victory is in Jesus. You have got to make the determination. Will you come? Will you come? You think about it this morning. Think about it. You've been living in defeat when God desires that you live in victory. You're walking around sad, no joy, no peace. The Lord Jesus has everything you need. But you've got to give you to him. This is your time to come. I wouldn't let this opportunity pass me by. I believe the Spirit of the living God is speaking to someone so deeply right now, and you're wrestling. Don't wrestle with the Lord. Don't wrestle with him. Submit to him. Surrender to him. He only wants to make your life better. He wants to take from you all of those things you cannot handle, all of those things you cannot deal with. He wants you to be in him. But that's your choice. That's why he says, might have peace. If you don't have peace now, it's only because you've not made that choice to make the Prince of Peace your Lord.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you, and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community, KAYT. You're tuned in to the Voice of the Gospel, 88.1 FM, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT 88.1